Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, and welcome to Crown Talking Drums. It is a podcast, and it is on tonight. The CEO is Apostle Willie J. Armstrong, and I am your host tonight, Renee. Welcome and welcome again and again. I am going to not prolong because this is just going over a series, the closing of a series on the names of God. And so that we have a couple of names to go through, so I do not want to prolong the broadcast. And at this time, I'm going to go into prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. Elohim, I praise you for being the creator of us all. I thank you, Jehovah Jireh, because you have provided all and all to us. We look up to you, Elohim, to the hills which cometh our help. All our help cometh from you. I thank you and I praise you and I magnify you and I lift your name up on high because you are the Most High God. I ask you right now to take me out of self and use me, O God, to bring forth your glory, to glorify your name, to lead others, O God, to a closer walk with you. That is my desire, O God, that I, not only I, but others have a closer relationship with you. And so that I give you honor and I give you all the praise. And we ask that others may be led to you, O God, and say, what must I do to surrender all to God? What must I do to be saved? They say, I yield, I yield. I give my soul to thee. In the precious name of Jesus, amen and amen and amen. And right now I'm going to go into a very familiar passage, and that is John 1 and 1. Any version you may read from. I am reading just a couple of verses from, actually one verse from that particular passage. And it goes, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. As I consider the names of God, and as we consider the names of God, know that there is power and purpose behind the names of God. As I have taken much of my study from the book titled Theology for Today, and upon reviewing a study lesson on the names of God presented by Pastor Cora Jakes, I have discovered that not only is the name, is there power in the name of Jesus, but indeed Jesus is God. Therefore, as they are one in totality, there is power in the name of God. The first name I'm going to discuss is El Olam. It simply means the everlasting God. He was there in the beginning, and he is since eternal. He is present forevermore. The two Greek words, one being theos and the other logos, which simply translated as God and Word. The Word whom we refer to as the Logos or Jesus is Alpha, Omega, and the beginning and the end. If he started a good work in you, he is sure to complete it to the end. And not only will he be there in good times, but he's with us in the bad times as well. We know this because God is omnipresent. That simply means that he is here, there, and everywhere at the same time, because he is spirit. No Elohim was there at the start of your struggles. And he will be with you all through the end. He is everlasting to everlasting. The next name is Elohim. This is the creative God. The name means the creative God. It is his governing power, his omnipotence and severity that the psalmist David says, create in me a clean heart and renew in me a right. And as we read the book of Genesis and discover that it is Elohim along with the Word that created the heavens and the earth and everything into existence. In this we find that there is power in the creative God, Elohim. This simply means if you call out to Elohim to create, a position, say, on your job, an opening, or make it possible for a new door to open, which leads to the pathway of success. Elohim is the name by which you should call upon. And perhaps if you've been looking for that soulmate, that husband or that wife, even the one you are presently with, and you want God's creative power or renewing strength to intervene, Elohim is the name you should consider calling upon. The next name will be Jehovah. Jehovah, Yehovah, the eternal self-existing God. When we call on the name Jehovah, what we are really saying is, God, reveal your righteousness. Reveal your holiness in my situation or my circumstances. I need Jehovah to take a closer look at my life. I need you to reveal your attributes, your power, and your purpose for my life. Jehovah, I feel like my life is in chaos and troubles are rising. So I need you, Jehovah, to show up and show out in my life. Jehovah, when temptations come up against me, when I feel like my walk with you is lukewarm, I need you to order my steps. Set me on the path of righteousness and let your power prevail. Let your plan for my life prevail and let me continue to give you all the glory. This is when we call on Jehovah, the God who can reveal himself in any and every situation, because he is the I am who I am. When we use the names of God, what we are really doing is activating his attributes, his power, his omnipotence, his omnipresence. When we go back to the introduction of this three-part series, we will find that God's nature defines his existence, whereas the attributes such as infinite, omnipotent, immutable, holy, omniscient, omnipresent, love, good, just, merciful, grace, wise, faithful. All of these attributes reflect God's nature. And so that the next name I shall go into is El Shaddai, the all-sufficient God. El Shaddai is very capable of supplying all our needs according to his riches in glory. If we are not careful, we will often get this name confused with El Jireh. El Jireh, the God who provides. And so if I lack anything or have sufficient funds, I pray and call upon El Shaddai, and I acknowledge and reverence Jehovah Jireh as the one who provides. Just like he provided a ram in the bush for Abraham, El Shaddai, my supplier, Jehovah Jireh, will provide. Jehovah El Shaddai. The next name that I have is Adani. This means the master. He is our master. God is our master. He says, choose ye this day whom you shall serve. Will it be God or will it be Baal? The problem for some of us is that we are serving two masters. We are serving two masters, some of us more than two, when we should be serving one. Some of us are giving way to false gods, little G-O-D gods, erecting false idols in our hearts, idols of materialistic things, money, the latest fashion or fad to govern and rule our lives. Some of us are nurturing anxiety, worry, depression, abuse, alcohol abuse, pornography, lust, and otherworldly pleasures, and allowing them to become Lord and Master over our lives, and not looking to Adani as the one and the only true Master. Some of us are allowing the media instead of the mediator, Yeshua, Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life to send us on a one-way spree leading to destruction instead of turning to the one mediator, Jesus Christ, the only one who bridges the gap to the one and only true master, God. Adani. Oh, boy, my mouth is quite dry. Give me a moment, please. Adani God, who is very capable of governing and directing our path to living an abundant life here and after throughout eternity. So I go on to Jehovah Rapha or Rapha, however you pronounce it. He is the God who heals us. Last week at about this same time, I was in so much pain until I knew not what to do. I didn't know if I was going to make it through the podcast until I start calling on Jehovah Rapha, come and see about me. Come and heal me. Relieve me of this pain. And he did. Jehovah Rapha is the one who we call on in the midnight hour, when no one is around, when we get no relief from the doctor, no relief from the local pharmacy, no relief nowhere. But I dare you to call on Jehovah Rapha. He may not come when you want him, but he's right on time. I dare you to call on Jehovah Rapha and go in your prayer closet or wherever you may be and call on the name Jehovah Rapha and experience his healing power. There is a Jehovah Nisi. Jehovah Nisi is the Lord, our banner. Hallelujah. Pastor Cora Jakes calls the Lord our body God. Jehovah Nisi, our banner, is our body God. He's wide. He's so wide enough until the enemy can't get around him. He's so deep enough until the enemy can't go under him. And when we call upon the name Jehovah Nisi, he covers, wraps us with his seal of protection so that no weapon formed against us will prosper. And should the enemy come in like a flood, Jehovah Nisi will raise a standard against that flood. Oh, Jehovah Nisi. Yes. I think of Jehovah Nisi. I think of my daughter, and I said, blessed is she, Lanis, who is covered by the banner, Jehovah Nisi. So the next name I go to is Jehovah Mekadeshim. Jehovah Mekadeshim. Jehovah Mekadeshim is the next name that means the Lord sanctifies. It is Jehovah Mekadeshim who met us at the well when we hungered and thirsted for the living water. He is the one who cleans you up and takes you to the water to be baptized. It is he, Jehovah Mekadeshim, who sanctifies and sets us apart so that we can be in the world but not of the world. It is Jehovah Mekadeshim that takes our dirty garments and washes them whiter than snow. Oh, when we want to clean up, we call on Jehovah Mekadesh. He, when we want to be right and we want to be whole, we call on Jehovah Mekadesh. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord, our peace. The Lord who brings peace is Jehovah Shalom. He is the one that gives us peace that surpasses all understanding. Jehovah Shalom is the reason when the storms of life are raging at you from every side, and though you see no end and just want to give up, give in, that is when Jehovah Shalom comes along and calms the ocean and makes the wind behave in the midst of the storm. Jehovah Shalom will give you peace when everybody thinks you should have lost your mind. Jehovah Shalom says, peace. Be still. And so the next name, I am trying to rush through this because I'm trying to get to the names. Jehovah Tiskenu, is the Lord our righteousness. He is the one that makes the crooked paths of our life straight. In other words, he'll come along and straighten out your life. When you're running lukewarm, he'll set the temperature on the right setting. He's able to keep you on the straight and narrow path. He will give his Holy Spirit, will give you the discernment so that you know the difference between right and wrong. He justifies the right over the wrong. When people need their lives straightened out, they call on Jehovah Tiskanu, Jehovah Tiskanu. Jehovah Ruah is the Lord my shepherd. And I love this. He is the Lord my shepherd. Whereas David, the psalmist, says, he shall not want, for he makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters, and he restores my soul. Jehovah Ruah, he leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And yea, though I walk through the valley of shadows of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because Jehovah Rahu, the Lord my shepherd, is with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thy prepareth the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointed my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Oh, surely and goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Forever. The Lord is my shepherd. What does it mean to me? Well, what it means to me isn't necessarily what it will mean to you. That means my valley, my shadow of death may not be what you are walking through, and yours may not be what I'm walking through. But the good news is that God, Jehovah Rahu, Jehovah Rahu, has already made the valley easy for us to go through. Yes, he has already made the valley easy for us to go through. Why do I say that? Because he leads us beside still waters. He stills the waters. He restores our soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And though now that I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, all those things have been taken care of so that I can fear no evil. And why? Because Jehovah Rahu, the Lord, my shepherd, is with me, and his rod and his staff, they comfort me. He has prepared that table before me in the presence of my enemies, so that when I walk into an unpleasant place, I can sit there and smile and say, I'll have a dish. I'll partake of this food because the Lord is present. He has placed me, he has blessed me to sit amongst my enemies and be pleasant. Oh, the Lord is my shepherd, Jehovah Raul. He is the one that leads us to all paths, the path that we should not take, the road to that leads, the one that we would think least think about, the one he will deter us from those paths. If we just call upon him, if we just let him supply all our needs, if we just call on Jehovah Jireh to provide for us, to if we just call on Jehovah Tzidkenu to straighten out all our needs, if we just call on Elohim, the creative God, to create and open doors for us, to make our path straight, we can have abundant lives, not just abundant afterlife, but abundantly here. And so now I shall open up the call lines, and I pray someone has a thought, someone wants to say something, because when you open up your mouth, not always I open up my mouth, but your word is just as important. Your word can save somebody's soul. Your word can lead them to Jehovah Jireh, the one who provides. Amen. Amen. Let's see if I am opening, I hope and pray I'm opening these lines correctly. Can anyone hear me?
Good evening, Evangelist Renee.
Good evening. Good evening, my sister, my faithful sister.
God bless you. God bless the pastor.
Minister.
Especially enjoy the and appreciate the teachings on the various names of God. You know, when we pray, we don't specifically go through these names, but when we pray, every name, every characteristic is available for whatever that particular need is. But knowing the individual characteristics of God, when we pray and when we worship, we can call out the specific names. I think it just adds something, adds another level, and adds another dimension to our prayer and our worship, Lonnie. And I appreciate that. And I'm going back over the names so that I can commit them to memory, put them in my heart. And as I pray, I'd like to begin to incorporate the individual names and the characteristics of God. And sometimes in special circumstances, there may be a special characteristic that we would need to call out. And it's available. It's him.
That's right. That's right. And he has power, power. The power that is delivered behind the name. You know, it just makes us, Sharon, a little closer to God. It gives us a closer relationship with God. It's like when someone calls out our name, we develop a closer relationship with that person. And that is our desire. To give God the glory and know without a shadow of doubt that we are calling upon the Lord. Thank you, Sharon.
Amen.
For your comment.
Thank you, Renee.
God bless you.
God bless you.
I love you. Is there anyone else? Is there anyone else who would desire to have a word, desire to have, make a comment? Anyone? Is there anyone? Can anybody else hear me? You just need to say amen or hallelujah. Is there, can you hear me?
Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. You care to make a comment?
No, not tonight. I just want to listen. Enjoy.
Okay. Praise God, praise God. You know, God, he's personal to you. He's personal to me. I don't know what he is to you, but what he is to me is so much more than I can ever explain. It's so much more than you and I could explain what God is to us. I've read through some of my reading, and I came across one passage, one particular statement that said, "Who is God?" And I thought about it, and I said, I can't tell people who God is. I can't tell you who God is to you. You can only say who God is to you. I know not your thoughts. I don't know how God has saved you or how God has reached down and pulled you out of a pit like he has pulled me out of the pit. I don't know how God has become Jehovah Rapha, has become a healer to you. I know how he healed me. I know how he has brought me through storms, Jehovah Shalom. He has calmed the storms in my life. He has calmed the raging sea in my life. But I can't say how he has calmed the raging sea in your life. I know not what Jehovah Elohim is to you. I know not. But I do know if we take the time to get to know him as he gets to know us, and as he desires to have a closer relationship with us every day, every moment, Jehovah Jireh, he desires to provide for us. Jehovah, he is our Jehovah Nisi. He is our banner that when we go up against the enemy, he covers us. He shields us from all danger. You know, I don't know about you, but I have walked in the pathway of danger. Did I hear someone just now who has a word?
I just said amen in agreement.
Amen. I don't know about you, but you know, I'm going to tell you one instance before I pray. It was two incidents. I was about 14 years old or 15, no, about 15 years old. And I was on my way to the pharmacy. At that time, in those years, we called the pharmacy the drug store. And now you can't call the pharmacy the drug store. But it was a little local went to open the door. And as I walked to step into the door, these huge cops stood in front of me with shotguns. And I was just frantic. All I could do was freeze. And one of them beckoned me when he realized that I was just a child. He beckoned me to come in, and I shook, you know me, I shook my head and said, I'm going back around the corner where it's safe. But it was nobody but Jehovah Nisi who covered me.
Yes.
And then there was an incident when I went into the bank. I'm telling you, I was something else. I went into the bank to have this powwow with this representative who I thought the bank had messed up my money. Oh, you don't mess with our money. And so I went in there, and it was my turn to sit down with the representative. And as I sat there, this man came to the side of me, the left side of me, and he stood there and he smiled, and he had this coat, this jacket hanging across his arm. And I just kept looking at him, never mind what his arm had. I looked at him as though, what are you doing? Will you go back to your seat and wait your turn? I didn't say it, and I know it was nobody but the Lord who shut my mouth, because I was something else. But at that time, and I'm not glorifying it, because at that time I saw he kept standing there, and I saw the receptionist get up, the representative get up and walk behind the teller's booth and come out with a green bag, a square green bag, and she passed it to the gentleman standing there over me, and he smiled and walked out the door, and she took her head and just placed it upon the desk. And I said, what is the matter? What's going on? And she said, that man had a gun up under his coat, and he had it pointed toward your head. And I to kid you not, at that moment, I was not rooted and grounded in the Lord. I knew of the Lord, but I didn't know him. I didn't know what he could do in my life. But now that I know him, I want to know his name, and I want to know his names and what they do for me and the power behind them, because if he took care of me then when I was still a sinner, he will take care of me now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, I done talked myself into a happy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And Hallelujah. We give him praise. We give him glory.
Thank you.
He deserves all the glory. He deserves
Hallelujah.
It. When we were sinking deep in sin, never to rise anymore, it was the Lord, Jehovah, the I Am, that pulled us out and made provision for us and set our feet upon a rock, set our feet on solid ground. And we are to give him the praise and the glory and all the honor that he's due. And so at this time, I am not going to continue to ask anyone. If you do have a comment, just jump right in. Just jump right in. And Hallelujah. Just jump right in.
Hallelujah.
Everybody, somebody ought to be able to tell God, thank you. Somebody ought to be able to pray, for God I live, for God I die. And so I pray, Elohim,
thank you,
the Creator God, the one who made it possible for us to live, move, and have the activities of our limbs. The one who created the heavens and the earth and all therein. Elohim, I thank you because you are Elohim, which simply means our everlasting God. You are from the beginning until the end. You are our Alpha and Omega. I thank you, O God. I thank you and I praise you. You are the eternal Jehovah God. You are our eternal self-existing God, who we can call on, and you will reveal yourself to us in every situation. You who we call on to heal our nation, Jehovah Rapha. You who we call on to reveal yourself through the wickedness and the evil that is going on in the world. We call upon you, Jehovah God. We call upon you. We ask that when we call upon you, we activate by our faith your power, your omnipresence, your omnipotence, your, oh God, we ask that when we call upon you, that you define to us your existence. We see it, oh God. We believe it, oh God. We see it through your holiness. We see it through your love. We see it through good that you do to us. You just get better and better. You, O Father, who are just and merciful, your grace and mercy endures forever. You are wise, O God. You are faithful, O God. You are faithful to the end. O El Shaddai, you are all sufficient. We don't need anybody else, oh God, because you are all sufficient. We realize that we are non-sufficient, oh God. We are just what you created us, and you didn't create any junk, oh God. But there is none like you, oh God. You are the sufficient one. You are the one, the El Shaddai, that provides all our needs according to your riches and glory, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Oh, Father God, you are Adonai, the master, who is our master. We choose you today, oh God. We choose you today. We choose not to serve little gods, oh God. Jesus, we choose not to serve the things of the world. We choose not to be a part of the world, oh God. You, oh God, we choose not to serve material things, oh God. We choose to turn over our anxieties and our worries and our depressions, oh God, and all the abusive things in life, oh God. We choose to turn it over to you, the worldly pleasures of the world, oh God. We choose to let go, Adonai. We choose you because you are our master. minister and our governor, and you reign forever and ever. Yeshua, we love you. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords in our life. Oh God, we look to the hills which cometh our help. Adonai, all our help cometh from you. You are capable and more than capable of governing and directing our path, oh God. You teach us and lead us into abundant lives, oh God, not just here, but even after, oh God, throughout eternity, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you because you are Jehovah Rapha. Jehovah Rapha, our healer, oh God. We thank you because we can call on you in the midnight hour. We can call on you in the morning, in the noonday, in the nighttime, oh God. When there is no one around, oh God, we can call on you and you will heal us, oh God. Oh Lord, sometimes we want instant gratification, oh God, but your time is not our time, oh God. Our time is not your time. And so that when we call on you, you may not come right away when we need you, oh God, but you are right on time, oh God. We thank you, oh Lord. We thank you that you have made it possible, Jehovah Rapha, for us to experience your healing power. Yes, Jehovah Nisi, you are our banner. You cover us. Even when the enemy comes at us from every side, you provide covering. You are our shield, our buckler, oh Jehovah Nisi. When the enemy rises up like a flood, you set forth a standard, oh God. You make the enemy behave, oh God. No weapon formed against us will prosper, because why? We are covered with Jehovah Nisi. Hallelujah, Jehovah Mekindashim. It is the Lord who sanctified. You sanctified us, oh God, one day when we were out in the world of sin, oh God, doing everything. We were big and bad enough, oh God. It is you who called us to the altar of prayer, oh God. And it is you, oh God, that grabbed us and took hold of us and said, you will be mine. You will be mine. I will make you mine. Oh, hallelujah. It is you that cleaned us up, oh God. And you, oh God, that took away our filthy garments, oh God, and made them whiter than snow. And it is you, oh God, that doesn't care, oh God, if we are sinking deep and down in the dirt, oh God. You are not too proud, oh God, to pull us up, oh God, to pull us up from the muck and the mire, oh God. We are all your children, oh God. You have no respect of person, oh God. And we thank you. We thank you, Master. We thank you, Jehovah Mekindashim.
Thank you.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
And Jehovah Tiskenu, we thank you for your righteousness. We thank you for taking us out of the world, oh God, and straighten up the crooked paths in our lives, oh God. We thank you for setting us up on the straight and narrow in Jehovah Raul. We thank you, Lord, because you are our shepherd. You shall never let us want, oh God, and you make it us to lay down in greener pastures. I thank you. I give God honor in the name of Yeshua Jesus Christ. Amen and
yes.
Amen. And I bid you all shalom. That means peace. Peace be with you. Good night.
Good night. Thank you.
Good night. Thank you.
Good night. Love you all.
Good night. Love you.
Love you too.